being that from Daf Chof Tes of Bava Basra until the end of the Masechta, we are going to be learning Gemara Rashbam and not Gemara Rashmi like we usually learn, maybe it's Kedai to talk a little bit about who the Rashbam was. So the Avoda now is harving on these very, very long monster Rashbams. So who was the Rashbam? So the Rashbam was born somewhere between the years 1080 and 1085 to the illustrious family of Rashi. So we know Rashi didn't have any sons. Rashi only had daughters. One of Rashi's daughters was married to a Yid by the name of Rav Meir, and this Rav Meir had four sons. His oldest son was the Rashbam. His second son was the Rivam. His third son you might have heard of. He's known to us as Rabbeinu Tam. And his fourth and his youngest son was known as Reb Shloimeh. He was named after his Zayde Rashi. Incidentally, this Yid Rav Meir also had a daughter, at least one daughter, who had a son that you also might have heard of. He's known as the Ri. The Nirlari, that's the Ri. But the Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. Now, Rashi was Nifter in the year 1105. So the Rashbam was born somewhere between the years 1080 and 1085. That would mean that the Rashbam was somewhere between the ages of 20 and 25 when Rashi was Nifter, which means that the Rashbam knew Rashi. And the truth is, he knew him very well. In fact, there are many, many Makairis and Rishonim where the Rashbam is talking to Rashi. So we know for a fact that the Rashbam knew Rashi. The Rashbam was a Talmud of Rashi. Now this is interesting because this is in contrast to Rabbeinu Tam, who was much, much younger than the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam was born in the year 1100, which means he was 5 years old when his grandfather Rashi passed away, which means he didn't know him. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't know Rashi. Rashbam, his older brother, was about 20 years older than him. He knew Rashi very, very well. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam used to consider himself a Talmud of the Rashbam because the Rashbam was much older than him. And when he was younger, he learned by the Rashbam. But the point is, the Rashbam knew his Zayde, Rashi, very, very well. It's more than that. We have a tshuva from the Marshal. And this is in Shailos HaTshuvos Marshal. It's in Simen Chof Tes, where the Marshal brings a Messiah that he had in the Shalshalos HaTorah that traces itself back to the Maram of Rutenberg. So really, this Messiah, although it's the Marshal talking, it comes from the Maram of Rutenberg. And in the middle, he says as follows, U'bishnas tof tof samachet, that's 1105, Limespurim, Niftar Ner Yisrael Rashi. The Ner Yisrael Rashi passed away, U'malach acharov Reb Shmuel Bar Meir. And who became the next melech, quote unquote? It was Rashbam. It was Reb Shmuel Bar Meir. So the Rashbam was a very, very big deal. In fact, on many levels, he took over for his Zayde Rashi. And the truth is that the Rashbam, really, if you think of his avoda in terms of his output and what he produced as far as Sfarim go, he very much mirrored his Zayde Rashi. The Rashbam wrote a pirish on Tanakh. The Rashbam wrote a pirish on Shas. The truth is, we have Rashbam on Bava Basra. Is there Rashbam on other Masechtas? We have it in Arvi Psochim, and we have it for the majority of Masechtas Bava Basra. The Arayah is from Rishonim that the Rashbam wrote on other Masechtas as well. Now, we don't have Rashi on Bava Basra, but maybe we have the Rashbam on Bava Basra. But the truth is that the Rashbam didn't only write on Bava Basra. The Rashbam, like the Zayde Rashi, he followed in his Derech, and he went, and he wrote on many other areas as well. Meaning, he was a great Talmudist in the same vein and in the same fashion that his Zayde Rashi was. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam, in his Akdama to Sefer HaYosher, so it's a very, very short Akdama, and he talks a little bit about changing your soys. It's like an interesting Akdama, but that's what he talks about. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Akdama to Sefer HaYosher. The whole thing is three paragraphs. And he says as follows. He says that I observed my Zayde Rashi, Heves Ksofim. And Rashi very often changes Girsois and Gemaras. Kiyodua. But when Rashi changes the Girs in the Gemara, he said he would never change it in the Gemara itself. Because he held that the Messiah of the Gemara was Halig, and he didn't want to chapter with it. Now, he felt that sometimes he just didn't understand the Girsa, and he felt the Girsa was wrong. So in his Gillian, in his quote-unquote Kuntris, he would go and he would write it the way he thought it was. But he would never chepa with the Etzem Gilyan. Then he talks a little bit about this Indian, and he says as follows, quote, V'sharo le'mari le'rabbeinu Shmuel achi, the Eivisha should be moichel, my brother's Rabbeinu Shmuel, ki al acha shehigi Rabbeinu Shloima. Because for every one time that my Zayd the Rashi changed the Gersa, he gear who Esra. For every dollar that Rashi put down, Rashban put down 20. Right? Literally 20 times the amount. Not like the Zayda. The Zayda would never chep it with the actual Svarim. He said, oh, but my brother, the Rashbam, he did. I'm taking one thing out of this line, and that is Rabbeinu Tam is putting the Rashbam in the same breath as Rashi. Think about that. Rashi, and you're putting Rashbam, 120, he did it this way, he did it that way. Rashi, the Rashbam. The Rashbam was Malach Acher Rashi, and the Rashbam, in many, many ways, he followed in the Derech of Rashi. But I'll tell you something very interesting. It's a fascinating observation, and I heard this from Rabbi Ephraim Kandervogel, who we've quoted in the past, and I had the opportunity to discuss this with him in detail on Thursday, preparing for this raid bite. And I also want to give a shout out to Nachi Weinstein, who helped me with this. We actually went through this very much together. And Rabbi Kandervogel, he said something fascinating. He said that if you're familiar with the Rashbam's Pirush al HaTorah, it's very, very interesting. So I don't know if the Olam is familiar with this Pirush al HaTorah. It's very, very bekitzer, right? Which is interesting enough because it's in sharp contrast to how Meirich the Rashbam is in his Pirush al HaShas. But it's a fascinating thing. And that is, the Rashbam, in the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev, so he explains a little bit what his MO was when he sat down to write his Pirush al HaTorah. So he says as follows. It's on the words Elo told us Yaakov, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev. Yaskilu v'yavinu oyavei seichel. Mashalindunu rabbi seinu. So oyavei seichel means what? People that love intellectualism. So any person that has an appreciation for seichel, yaskilu v'yavinu, they should try to understand. It's not so simple to grasp. But yaskilu v'yavinu, what I'm about to tell you, and really what Chazal taught us. Ki ein mikra yoytzi midei pshuta. Right, sounds like the most obvious thing in the world. Abizok der Hashmam, yaskilu v'yavinu oyavei seichel mashalundunu razal. And that is ein mikra yoytzi midei pshuta, because if you don't try to understand this, and if you're not ma'ayin heitev, it's one of the deepest things in the world. Talk about an oxymoron. Ein mikra yoytzi midei pshuta is literally one of the slaydas satire. It's true. Af. Says the Rashbam, ki ikra shal teira basla lamdeinu uloi dienu. Premises apshat vagodes haloches vadinam ayidei arichas haloshe. Even though we know that the ikra of the Torah is to teach us all the haloches and all the dinam. Vayidei shloishu mishtai midas rabbi liyaz abnoi shrab yaisi aglili. Vayidei shloishu esrei midas shal rabbi yishma. Vaharichoyne mitoichasi dusam nisasku lintois achre adroshois sheheinik. And the truth is, being that that's really what the ikur of the Torah is, it's to teach us all the halachas and all the dinim and all the Torah Shabbat and all the chazals. So all the rishonim who were chassidim, they were nis'asku lintos achar adrashas, because they understood the truth, which is shehein ikur. Umitoich kach, and because of that, says the Rashbam, loy hurgalu ba'oimik pshutai shal mikra. They didn't become ruggle to understand. In the words of the Rashbam, oimik pshutai shal mikra. By the way, that seems to be a phrase that Rashbam coined. And that is oimik pshutai shal mikra. Ulefisha amru chachamim, and I'll tell you why. Because the chachamim said, it's Gemara brachas chav ches on the days, al tarbu bneichem ba'igoyin, don't let your children learn too much Tanakh. V'gam amru, Gemara bav mitzi, lamed gimel lamed alef, ha'oisik bin mikra, someone that learns mikra, mida vein amida. It's good, but no, ha'oisik b'talmid. But if you learn Havayis Tavayi V'Rava, Ein Lecha Mida Gedoy L'Mizu. Umitoich Kach, it's because of this. Loi Hurglu Kol Kach B'Pshutan Shal Mikrois. So the Chevra, they weren't so ruggle in understanding Pshutan Shal Mikro. Ukedarmina B'Mesach T'Shabbos. And he says, I'll demonstrate. It's a Gemara Shabbos Samach Gimel Amad Aleph. Rav Kahana D'Amayra talking. Havina Bar Tamni Shnin. He said, I was 18 years old. V'Gersin and Kula Talmuda. I knew the entire Talmud. V'Loi Hava Yodana De'Ein Mikro Yoytza Medei Pshuta. But I did not know Ein Mikro Yoytza Medei Pshuta. So this is a well-known Gemara. In our Chabura, we quote this Gemara a lot. But what does it even mean? You're 18 years old, you know Kol HaTorah Kula, literally, but you didn't know Ein Mikra Yoytzei Midei Pshuta. There's something called Oimik Pshutai Shal Mikra. And Rav Kahana said, I knew the entire Talmud. I could be mefalful in everything, but I didn't deher this inyan of Oimik Pshutai Shal Mikra, and I didn't know this idea of Ein Mikra Yoytzei Midei Pshuta. And then he says as follows, V'gam Rabbeinu Shloimo. Avi imi, my mother's father, Rashi, Meir Einei Goylo, Shapirish Toyer Neviyah Muxuvim, Nosan Lev LeFarish Pshutash HaMikra. He dedicated a tremendous amount of energy to be mefarish the Torah al pi pshutei shel mikra. The afani Shmuel ben Rameir Chasanei. I Shmuel, the son of Rameir, Rashi's son-in-law, zeichet tzadik levroch, nisvakachti imoy. He said, I had a vikuach with my Zayda, ulefanov, and I had a vikuach in his presence, it sounds like with other people, v'hoideli, and the Zayda was moided to me, sh'ilu hoyu loipnai, if he had time, hoyu tzorech lasleis perushim acherim, he would have to be mefarish, the Torah Shabbiksav, in other ways, l'fiyah pshotos ha-mischadshim b'chol yoyim, based on the pshutos shel mikra that's mischadish every day, because really pshutos shel mikra is a whole matziv, and as much as Rashi dedicated so much to write pshutos shel mikra, nisvakachti imayu l'fonov, v'hoideli, and he was moita, she'ilu hayu l'pnai, he would have added and maybe even done things a little bit differently. This hakdama that the Rashbam mysteriously put in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev is really the introduction, it's the mavli to understanding the Rashbam's Pirush al HaTorah. The Rashbam wrote a Pirush al HaTorah, but his Pirush al HaTorah is very, very unique. It's literally Leroy Zeh Keroy Zeh. It's on an island kemat onto its own. And that is, the way he explains the Torah Shabbiksav is based on Pshutei Shel Mikra. Now, you'll tell me, didn't Rashi do that? Isn't Rashi's Pirush al HaTorah based on Pshutei Shel Mikra? So, to a certain extent, yes, but anyone that's ever learned Chumash Rashi knows that so much of Rashi is based on Bereishis Rabbah, and it's based on Mechiltas, and it's based on Sefriz, and it's based on Teres Kayanim's Kiyodua. The Rashbam's Pirish is 100% Pshutei Shel Mikra. And it sounds a little bit that when the Rashbam says, Nisvakachti Imoy, Ulefana, V'hoideli Shemayu Leipnai, it's this Inyan. Because really, you have to go through the Rashbam's Pirish al HaTorah to have a better appreciation of what was this Vikuach. What exactly was this debate? What exactly is going on? Now, just to mention a few dugmais, some less dramatic, some maybe a little bit more dramatic, in the Rashbam's Pirush al HaTorah, to appreciate a little bit what he means when he says there's something called Oymek Pshutei Shel Mikra, and what's so unique about the way the Rashbam was mefarish. The most famous one is right in the beginning of the Torah. The pasuk says, Vayere Vayivoyke Yoyim Echad. Now, everyone knows that, what does that mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first day, there was Erev, which means there was night, there was Boiker, there was day, Yoyim Echad, Brochis, Daf Beis Amar Aleph, it's literally the first Daf in Shas, where the Gemara says that Yidin, the day, follows the night. So, it starts at night, then it goes to the day. 24-hour Jewish day starts from Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam, pun intended, and it goes through the following day. But this is the way the Rashbam explains the Pasuk. Vayihi erev vayihi voiker. Ein ksiv kan vayihi laila vayihi yoyim. It doesn't say there was night and there was day. Ela vayihi erev. What does that mean? Sheherev yoyim rishon. What it means is that the first day ended the shika ha'ar, the sunset. What does it mean vayihi voiker? Bokroi shalaila she'ola amud ha'shachar. Vayihi Boiker means, not it was day, the day passed, but Vayihi Boiker means that the sun rose and it became day again. Harei hushlam yoyim echad, and that was the conclusion of the first day. So says the Rashbam, what does it mean Vayihi Vayihi Boiker? Not it was night and it was day, just the opposite. It was day and it was night. Vayihi Erev, the sun set. Vayihi Boiker, the sun rose. Oh, as soon as the sun rose the second day, so at that point, the day ended. What do you mean the day ended? It goes night and day. So Dr. Rashbam, no, it's day and night. And he says it's muchach that way. Because it says, Vayihi erev, Vayihi boiker. It doesn't say, Vayihi laila, Vayihi yoy. And he says, really, in his cheshbon of the way he explains the psukim, first Hashem said, Yehi or, and only afterwards is v'lachoysha kara laila. So you see, or came before laila. Now, even though it says v'choyshach al pnei soim, but that the Rishayim already say was a different choyshach. So first it's yehi or, and then afterwards it's v'lachoyshach kara laila. So in the Seder, the Eibishter created the world day and night, that's v'yere v'yivoyker. So what's 24 hours in the Jewish day, says the Rashbam? It's day and then it's night. Now, everyone knows that's not true. It's not emes. Now, in case you think for 1 second, if you have a hearer, ben benoishal hearer, that, you know, maybe the Rashbam is saying something really provocative here. Of course he's not. But, again, v'hoitzi miliban, if you look at the Rashbam, later here in the narrative of Bria Sa'olam, so the Pasuk says, Yehi ma'oirois berkiya ha'shamayim, lehabdu ben'eim ha'vein ha'laylo, v'hoyu lo'oisei selum ha'yadim, Uliyamin v'shanim. Zok to Rashbam. Uliyamin. Sharei mitzeis ha-koychavim. Atzeis ha-koychavim. Yoy ma'achad. What does it mean, yamin? How do the Moiris play into the day? Because that's the day. From tzeis ha-koychavim till tzeis ha-koychavim. That's the day. So the Rashbam knows what the Jewish day is. He's not debating that. Ob in pshutai shal mikra. There's something called oimik pshutai shal mikra. Vahi erev vahi voike. That's not what it means. Another very subtle example. The pasuk says that if somebody gets married, he has a chiyuv sher ksus va'oina. She'era kisusa ve'oinasa, right? Talk to Rashbam. What's she'era? Mizoinus. Kisusa? Malbushim. Va'oinasa? Beis dira. Lefi ha'pshat. He says, what does oinasa have to do with a beis dira? Lashim ma'oin. It's a ma'oin. What's a ma'oin l'shiftecha? A ma'oin is a dwelling place. Says Rashbam, what the Torah is saying is that a person that's married has to provide his wife with three things. You have to give her food, you have to give her clothing, and you have to give her a shelter, a roof on top of her head. Makes perfect sense. Ksheira ksusa v'oinasa. It's Meir thing, but it's connected to Chazal. It's the Gemara's in Ksubis. Everybody knows. Oina is Oina, right? So, Oinasa is a dwelling place. The Teretz is something called Oimik Pshutei Shal Mikra. And that's what the Rashbam is coming to explain. I'll give you a few more dramatic examples. Parshas Vayeshev. We know that the whole episode with Yosef HaTzadik happened. Now, if you take a look at the Pesukim are a little bit ambiguous. The Pasuk says as follows. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, I want you to go try to find the brothers. Right? They were in Shechem. Hayom Yisrael, Yosef, alei achecha roim b'shechem, v'chove eshlochacha aleim, hayom alei neini. Of course, I'm going to go. Either way, he's trying to find them. He doesn't know where they are. Vayim tzeeu ish, the Malach Gavriel. He tells him that I heard them saying, nelcho dosoin. Vayelach Yosef achar echob, vayim the pasuk says the brothers saw Yosef coming from the vatans. And as he was coming a little bit closer, they got together and they decided that they're going to kill him. Let's kill him. After we kill him, we'll throw him into one of the pits. We're going to say, that a wild beast ate him. We're going to see, let's see already what's going to be with his dreams. Reuven was there. He heard what happened. He said, so what's the point in doing that? Okay, so what did they do? So they took him, vayikachu, vayashlichu oisei haboira, they threw him into the pit. Vayabor reik in by mine. In the meantime, vayeshvu lechol lechem, they sat down to break bread. Vayisu einem, they pick up their eyes. Vayiru, and they say, vihine orchas yishmeilu ba migilad. They see a caravan of Yishmaelim. They're coming from Gilad and they're heading towards Mitzrayim. So Yehuda tells his brothers, I have a good idea. Why don't we sell him to the Yishmaelim? There's no reason for us to touch him. Because he's one of our brothers. I don't think we should kill him. Let's just sell him to the Yishmaelim. It's not a good idea. Says the pasuk. This is the next pasuk. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Vayavru anoshim midyanim soicherim. Anoshim midyanim, that were merchants, came. Vayamshichu, vayalu es Yosef minabar. And they picked Yosef out of the pit. Vayimkru es Yosef la Yishmaelim. And they sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim. Ve'esrim kesef. Vayaviu es Yosef mitzroimo. And they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. So the brother said, let's sell him to the Yishmaelim. And they said, okay, sounds like a good idea. Vayavru anoshim midyanim. In the meantime, Anoshim Midyanim came. Vayimshechu, vayalu es Yosef midabar. They took Yosef out of the pit, and they sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim, and they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. So, Rashi, that this is the way you have to read the pasuk. The brothers saw the Yishmaelim come, and they said, let's sell him to the Yishmaelim. In the meantime, they saw another caravan, another whole chavraya coming, and they were Midyanim. In the meantime, vayimshechu, Bnei Yaakov, Zok Rashi, Es Yosef and Abar. They sold them to the Yishmaelim like they said they were going to sell them to. The reason we mentioned the Midyanim coming into the picture is because the Yishmaelim sold them to the Midyanim, and then the Midyanim sold them to the Mitzrayim. That's the ends up in Mitzrayim. So who sold Yosef? The brothers. Everyone knows that. Who did the brothers sell Yosef to? to the Yishmaelim. That's what they said at Lechatchila. Lechuvenim karenu liYishmaelim. Why are we talking about the Midyanim all of a sudden? Because the Yishmaelim sold them to the Midyanim. Vayaviru es Yosef Mitzrayma. That's because the Midyanim already sold them to the Egyptians, and that's how they end up going to Mitzrayim. But it's very dachok and pshat, right? Because the pasuk says Vayavru anoshim Midyanim soicharim. Vayamshichu vayalu es Yosef Minabar. But Rashi says Vayamshichu is referring back to the brothers. But if you take a look at the Rashbam says, not what happened. He says, you know what happened? What happened was they put Yosef in the pit. He says, why are we going to kill him for it? Throw him into the pit, no problem. They sat down to eat bread, they're having a picnic. Yosef is in the pit, and they are eating. Now the Rashbam says they didn't want to eat right next to Yosef. It's like Loyag Larosh, right? So they moved away, and they're far away from the pit, and they're eating. In the meantime, from the Vatins, they see Yishmaelim coming. They say, perfect. L'chuvenim karenu liYishmaelim. But they were far away. Before they had a chance to go take Yosef out of the bar and tell Yosef to the Yishmaelim, you know what happened? Vayavru anoshim midyonim soicharim. Anoshim midyonim come. They see a pit. They look down. Oh, wow. Looks like a very capable, young, strong teenage kid. They kidnap Yosef. They pull Yosef out of the bar. The brothers never sold Yosef. The whole Mechiras Yosef never happened. They never sold him. They threw him into the pit. They had a machshava rosh ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa. But lemaisa they never sold him. You want to know who sold Yosef? The Midyanim are the ones. So read the pasuk. Vayavru anoshim Midyanim soicharim. Vayam shichu vayalu es Yosef min abar. Vayim kuras Yosef al Yishmaelim. It's pshutay shel mikra. It's not even oimik pshutay shel mikra. It's mamish pshutay shel mikra. Rashi says vayam shichu bnei Yaakov. But Dr. Ashbam, that's not what the pasuk is saying. If you're asking me, the pasuk is saying that later Yosef says Hashem acharte Moisi. So he said because they were goyim and they not thrown him into the pit, it would have never happened. But this mitigates in an incredible way the whole Mechiras Yosef plays a huge role in Jewish history, Hasaruge Malchus, etc., etc., etc. Oh, but it comes out Zokter Ashman in Pshutei Shel Mikra. I don't see in the pasuk where the brothers sold him. I think the Midyanim are the ones that sold him. I'll tell you another interesting one. On the topic of Mechiras. We know that Esav sold the Bechira to Yaakov. What did he sell the Bechira for? And is it Dadoshe, right? Lentils. Halitaini nom and adam adam. Is that right? Read the pasuk. That's what it sounds like. Esav comes back from the field. He's Oyef. And he sees that Yaakov is manning the grill. I mean, that's what it sounds like. And he says, Halitaini nom and adam adam azek ki Oyev anoichi al king korish my edoy. Yaakov says, no problem. And then he gives him the Nezid HaNoshim. So, Dr. Ashbam, you think Esav sold the Bechayrif in the Nezid HaNoshim? That's not what happened. Listen to the Lashon of the Rashbam. Michro Kayoim, Kaloima La'alter, Miyad Mechor Li Chelik Bechayroscha, Haroi Lecha. Bamomoin She'etein Lecha. I'll pay you for it. No problem. Yaakov tells Esav, name me a price, I'll write you a check. The achakach, but afterwards, etin locha ha-maychol, I'm going to give you lentils, le'edus ulikiyum, as an edus, kimoyshe motzinu by lovon, vayoychlu shom al agal. They ate over there by the gal, right? Why did they eat? Likiyum bris, they love him, Yaakov. And he says it again, vayimker es b'chayrosay bedomim. He did it bedomim. The achakim, the Yaakov nosim le'esav, kiminik bnei adam, likiyum dover. You think he sold it for the nezid adoshin? That can't be in Pshutay Shal Mikra, Zokter Ashban. What he sold it for was he sold it for money. He sold it for Gehated the money. You want to know what happened? Yeah, afterwards. This is what happened. I'll give you another example. The Pasuk says in Parshas Baal Oyscha that Miriam and Aharon spoke Lashon Hara. That was the topic of Daf Lamed Tes. Spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatadabi Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe al oydoi so isha akushas asha lokach ki isha akushas lokach. Vayomru harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem aloi gam banu diber v'yishma Hashem. This is the whole parasha of Nevuas Moshe. Hashem reacts. What? Nevuas Moshe, you can't compare Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shara Nevim. So what was the Lashon Hara? Right, this is the Lashon Hara of Miriam. We have to remember Miriam, the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the Sheish Schiris because of the Chaymer of Lashon Hara. What was the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke? So again, it's so cryptic. Vatadaber Miriam v'aharim b'Moshe, al oidoi so isha akushes asha lakach, ki isha kushes lakach. Vayomru arak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem, alai gam bonu diber v'yishma Hashem. So Rashi, quoting a Chazal, it's a Sefri, Rab Nosson the Tana, talking, He said as follows. He said that what happened was when Eldad and Medad started having Nevuah, so Tzipporah, Ishes, Moshe heard what happened. So she went to the wives of Eldad and Medad and says, listen, I know that you're very proud that your husband's a Navi, but I'm telling you, Snishtaz Agresa Glick. Said, why? Because my husband's a Navi, and when my husband became a Navi, he was Bayrish from Derech Eretz, and you can see it's going to be what's going to end up happening about you. So they heard Aharon and Miriam that Moshe was Bayrish from Derech Eretz. They were very taken aback. So Miriam goes to Aharon, and he says, you heard what happened? I just heard, right, because this happened in the Ezra's Noshim. So Miriam heard about it. What does that mean? It means that Moshe was married to Tzipporah, and now he separated from Tzipporah. That's the Isha HaKushas HaShalakach, Ki Isha HaKushas Lakach. Now Rashi mutches a little bit with this. Pshat. He says, because the Pasuk sounds like Miriam's telling Aaron something about the fact that Moshe married an Isha HaKushas. Right? We know what that means. So what is this story have to do with Isha Kushas? First of all, what does Tzipporah have to do with being an Isha Kushas? She's not an Isha Kushas necessarily. Kush, by the way, is Ethiopia, right? So where exactly does she become an Isha Kushas? So Rashi says that Tzipporah was very beautiful. She was such a Yafas Mara and Yafas Tayer that just like everyone knows that a Kushas is a Kushas, everyone knew that she was a Yafas Mara. It was something that was not disputable. And that's why she's referred to as an Isha Kushas. And what was the Lashon Hara? We didn't see that in the Pasuk. Asha Isha Kushas Lakach. Keilu in the Avar, in the past, he was married to her. But now already he was Megarasher, or Avdavki, he was Megarasher. That's a big discussion. But at the very least, he separated from her, and he's not being noyig anymore, Kiminik Derech Eretz. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya. But if you take a look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says differently. The Rashbam says, what does that mean? Shehimi b'shpachas chom. Asha lokach, ki isha kushas lokach. Ki dechsib edivri ha-yomim, the Moshe Rabbeinu, shemalach be'eretz kush, arbaim shana, v'lokach malka achas, v'loy shachav ima, ke Moshe kosov sham, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was how old by the story of the Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's 80 years old, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayigdal, Hayeled, then he ran away. There's a huge gap in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu from the time that he becomes Vayigdal, I don't know, is that Bar Mitzvah, whatever that is, until he's 80, we don't really know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a Messiah that for 40 of those years, he was a king in Ethiopia. He was a Melech Kush. And Miriam heard, she didn't know about this. All of a sudden she hears that during those 40 years, her brother Moshe was married to some Ethiopian princess. And she runs to Aaron, but Miriam, Aaron, but Moshe. You know what I just heard? You're not going to believe it. Says the Rashbam, if Kiisha Kushas Lakach is referring to Tzipporah, everyone knows he was married to Tzipporah. Why is that newsworthy? No, this is newsworthy. Alisha Kushas Ashalakach, Kiisha Kushas, no one knew about it. This, like, and Zot Tzipporah, it's true. It's not what happened. Now, the Rashbam says that this Messiah was V'lokach malka achas v'loy shochavima. And that they didn't know, and had they known that, they wouldn't have said what they said. But this was like a big piece of Lashon Hara. That's what's going on over here. You're not going to believe it. I heard Moshe Rabbeinu was married to this Egyptian, to this Ethiopian. And this is what's going on over here. Now, how does it chim with V'yoymru harak ach b'moshe dibur Hashem? It's like, Rashbam, that's the second piece of Lashon Hara. There's two Lashon Haras going on over here. Again, we're talking about Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. But this is a separate Indian. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispoir aleinu v'alez anovi. Halegam banu diber Hashem, we're also neviim, and the response of the Eibishter is to the Sefer. You're telling, Isha Kushas Lakach, Lo Shachavimah. And as it relates to this, you're comparing your nevuah to the nevuah of Moshe. But again, this is the Rashbam, and Oymik Pshuto Shal Mikra, going keneged Rav Nosson in the Sefri. He's saying, I have a different mahalach of exactly how this played itself out. One last example, and that is in the parasha of the Mon. Right, so the Pasuk says, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer Isha Lachim, Monu, ki lo yadu mahu. If you look at the Rishonim, from Rashi to Ebenezer, all the Rishonim mucha, what does this word manhu mean? Man. What's the shayrish of the word man? Again, Vayir B'nai Yisrael, they see the man for the first time. And one man tells his friend, manhu, it's man. Why they say that? Because they didn't know what it is. So because they didn't know what it is, so they just refer to it as man. So Rashi says, man is miloshin hachonas mazoin. If you look at all the Rishonim that are trying to find different words in Nach that somehow fit the shneiros of the word man. Says the Rashbam, you want to know what the word man means? In Lashon Kodesh, nothing. It's an Egyptian word. They spoke Egyptian, says the Rashbam. Vayomer ish nalachiv weir. They just left Mitzrayim, right? That's what these chevra are. This is the Yoitz and Mitzrayim. So in Egyptian, they turned to each other and they said, what is this? What is this in Egyptian is man. That's the pasuk. Vayiru b'nei Yisrael. Vayomru ishnel achiv manhu. You know why they said manhu? Ki lo yadu mahu. And when you don't know what something is in Egyptian, you don't say mahu. That's Lashon Kodesh. What you say is manhu, because that's mitzrish. And that's why they said manhu. They're pashut speaking mitzrish. Nobody says this. You know why nobody says this? I'll tell you why nobody says this. Because everybody knows Chazal say that the Yidden left Mitzrayim because of the schus of three things. One of them is Shloishinu es Lashoinam. So how could the Rashbam say they were talking Egyptian? It's blatantly connected Chazal. The Teretz is, if Ayer v'Ayboike could be day and then night, and Shekhsus v'Oinah can be food, clothing, and shelter, then you know what? Could be the Yidden was speaking Egyptian also. It's a Pele de Gazach. And that's the oimik of the Rashbam Shtikul Torah in Parshas Vayeshev, where the Rashbam says that Rab Kahana said, I was 18 years old, I knew Kala Torah Kula, but I didn't know Eimik Yoytzim B'dei Pshutai. Doesn't mean he didn't know Eimik Yoytzim B'dei Pshutai, but he didn't have this something called oimik Apshat. And the Rashbam himself says, Nisvakachti Imoy Ulefanov, from his grace Mezeid Rabbeinu Shloim Rashi. And this was a conversation that he had with him. And the emes is, it's a little bit of a tricky zach. It's taken not so easy to understand. Incidentally, I do want to give a shout out. There's a two-edition Rashbam al Torah, two-volume edition Rashbam al Torah that was put out by Hitzas Chorif, that machon, which is absolutely incredible. The footnotes were written by Meir Lakshin, who, by the way, was interviewed by Nachi on his Farm Chatter podcast. So if you want to hear his interview about Rashbam al Torah, it's very, very interesting. But regardless, he did an incredible job. And he brings out this Indian of Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra. He's a world leading expert in all things Rashbam. He's written on the Rashbam in Lashon HaKodesh. He's written in English. But the bottom line is that the Rashbam was a leader. He was a revolutionary in this Inyan of Pshutei Shal Mikra. Now, why is it so interesting? This brings us back to Rabbi Kannerfogel. And that is that we know in Messiah there were certain Chachamim that were very oisik in Pshutei Shal Mikra. We know there were a lot of Chachamim, Ruba of Chachamim, that are oisik in Medrashei Chazal. These are all our Gedolim, all our Tzadikim. But you have Rashbam, who on the one hand is mamish a pirish Rashi kemat. Like the Marshal said, that Kishenifter Rashi Malach Acher of Shmuel Meir is Enikol. And on the one hand, he's one of the great Talmudists of all time. He's one of the Bali Toises. Every time Toises is Rabbeinu Shmuel, it's referring to the Rashbam. And at the same time, he's the one of Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra that's being Mefarish Pesukim, literally not like Chazal. Now you have to know what that means. Again, it's above my pay grade. I'm not sure what it means. But there's some Indian of Elu Velu Divra Lekim Chayim where there's something called Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra. But the fact that you could have one tzaddik who's both, it's fascinating because it doesn't jive so well. Oh, but the bottom line is, this is going to be the Rashbam. And the Rashbam was so multifaceted. I mean, if you think about it, on the one hand, he's a Mefarish like Rashi. He's one of the Bali Tosfos. And he's a master of Pshutei Shal Mikra. It's three different hats. It's three different titles. It's three different sugyas. This is who the Rashbam is. But just to end with one hergish, and that is, we have Rashbam and Bava Basra, right? So why do we have Rashbam and Bava Basra? Posh, we have Rashbam and Bava Basra because we don't have Rashi from Daf Chav Tes and on in Bava Basra. You know, there's full Mesechtes where we don't have Rashi, right? There's no Rashi on the Dorim. We don't have Rashi on Nozer. We don't have Rashi on Me'ila. Incidentally, the Makarta that is, the Goyen Ashas, Rav Kidegir, Nozer, Dabez, Amar Aleph, he brings from the Chidon, Hashem Magdoilim, who brings from the Yad Malachi, that Rashi on Nedarim, Nozer, and Me'ila is Nit Rashi. Incidentally, he brings it in Nozer, Dabez. We once spoke out as a Ha'ara, why did Rav Kidegir wait until Nozer, Dabez to ask this, to write this on the side of his Gemara? Why didn't he write it on the side of his Nedarim, Dabez? Nedarim comes before Nozer. But the bottom line is that comes from the Chidah, Neshem Agdoilim, Neshem Diyad Malachi. The Chaykrim say that Rashi on Tainus could be is not Rashi, and that Rashi Moikotin, Yaakov Chaim Sofer has a big arichas on, Rashi Moikotin is not Rashi. Rashi on Hoirius, we once spoke out, Rabbi Margolis, in his Netzaytzeh, right in the beginning of Hoirius, says that it's clear to him that Rashi and Hoirius is not Rashi. You know what his Raya is? His Raya is, because every single time in Shas, that Rashi has a Laz, where he translates a word, he translates it into French. He says, in Hoirius, there's two Laze Rashi, and the words are Latin. They're not French. It's clear it wasn't Rashi. Rashi didn't speak Latin. Rashi always has his Laze in French. He says he thinks it was the Rivan, because the Rivan did speak Latin. This is zikr above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, see, you have Rashi in certain Mesechta, you have Rashi. But if you think about it, why would there be no Rashi in Nedarim and Nazir? So it makes perfect sense. We know the Gaonim didn't learn Nedarim and Nazir, right? We have red bites on this. Why would there be no Rashi in Mike Cotton? Sefer Chassidim says, not so pasha to learn Mike Cotton. Al Sfe'ilu Megalchim, Ki Yadua. People used to fast before they learned Mike Cotton. Why is there no Rashi in Tainus? I don't know, maybe it's not a Yeshiva Shemesechta. I'm not 100% sure. Here he is. Zichen not a Yeshiva Shemesechta. Oh, but Bava Basra, it's a Pella. How is there no Rashi on Bava Basra? It's mamash a pella for Nazar, right? The fact that there's no Rashi in Bava Basra is a pella. Like, what happened to it? Unless it got lost, right? Unless it got lost. Oh, but the emes is, I'll tell you something nifladik. That is, I saw this in the Hakdama to the Sefer Sri Deyesh. So who was the Baal Sri Deyesh? Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. Zecher Tzadik Levrach, he was a great guy who survived the war, Tiyadu, he was in the Schweiz. He was a tremendous, tremendous guy. And he was once giving shir on Bava Basra. And he said that the Chaykrim don't know where Rashi is buried. Some say he was in Troy, some say in Worms. The Chaykrim don't know where he was buried. But he said, if you ask a yeshiva bacha where Rashi is buried, the yeshiva bacha is going to be able to tell you. He said, you know where Rashi is buried? Bava Basra Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. Because if you look at the Gemara says, Kan Meis Rashi. Now the emes is, the Makarta Kan Meis Rashi, it comes from the Pizarro Shas, 1510, Gershon Sansino. Leave this for the collectors. But the bottom line is that you want to know where he was buried. He was buried in Bava Basra Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. This is where he's buried. He's buried in Cheskes Abatim. And the emes is, he said that this is where Rashi's buried, but this is also where Rashi's alive. You know why? Because what happens? Kan Meis Rashi, and who takes over? His Einokel took over, Rav Shmuel ben Meir. And the fact that Rashi had an Einokel to Rashbam, who's able to go and be Memala Mekoimoi of his Zayda, and he's able to write a Pirish, Mamish to go Bedarkei Avosov, Azaz Chus, to be on the level of Rashi, and to have an Einokel that the Marshal's made all of, B'Shem Ram Rutenberg, that was Molech Achrov, and he took over this Shteller, who could be Zoycha to this? It's an unbelievable thing for him to be Zoycha. And the emes is the Bali Toisvis, right? The most of the Toisvis that we have today come from the French Bali Taisis, right? We know there were the French Bali Taisis and the German Bali Taisis, but come out, all the Taisis that we have on the side of the Gemara are the French Bali Taisis. And who's the first generation French Bali Taisis? It's Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rashbam. So Kan Meis Rashi, you want to know where Rashi's buried? Rashi's buried in Bava Basra Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. Up in Bava Basra Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph, you see that Rashi is Loi Meis. So I had planned to say this Sunday. That was the goal. Sunday or maybe Matzah Shabbos. I wasn't 100% sure. And then Nachi texted me on Thursday. He says, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Sunday is Rashi's Yartzeit. Chof Tes Tammuz. Tonight, right now, is Rashi's Yartzeit. Rashi was nifta Erev Rosh Chodesh of Kan Meis Rashi. How appropriate that Rashi's Yartzeit falls out, because this cycle of Daf Yoimi, you feel like it's coming to an end, right? This cycle of Daf Yoimi, the Hashkocha is half of a fella. Tonight is the Yartzeit of Reb Shlomo Reb Yitzchak. I mean, who is part and parcel of the Torah? Like Rashi, nobody. The schus that he was zoichetu and to have a hemshech through the Bali Tosfos, and that every single, you can't learn Gemara without Rashi, you can't learn Chumash without Rashi. There's no such mitzias. Who was zoichetu that? Nobody. Nobody was zoichetu that. Nobody. It's an incredible, incredible schus. Sefsoisav yiyu, doivvois bekever, schusa yogan aleinu ami.